Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
A good news sustainability story. Leading food delivery service Deliveroo announced earlier this month a new partnership with a Singaporean startup called Bearpack to offer customers a returnable container system where they can order food online, have it delivered, and then send the packaging back rather than just chucking it away. As we saw, especially during the circuit breaker, so much more trash was being produced, especially the non-reusable plastics. Joining us now on the line is Sarah Tan, the general manager of Deliveroo Singapore, to tell us a little bit more about that relationship with Bearpack. Sarah, good morning. Welcome to Weekend Mornings.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sarah, great to have you on. You announced this cooperation, this agreement with Singaporean startup Bearpack. Talk to us about that, because you guys are right at the nexus of, unfortunately, people using too much plastic and throwing it away.
Yeah, I think we're always looking to make food delivery more sustainable, and it's really about giving consumers more options to do that. So obviously food delivery is the ultimate convenience, and Singaporeans have really taken to that over the last couple of months. And it means that it's even more important that we have options for consumers to be more environmentally friendly and reduce the impact of all of those kind of single-use disposable packaging that you were already mentioning. So Bearpack is a Singaporean startup. We launched this partnership only very recently last week, but we're already seeing a really good take-up. We've made it very, very simple for consumers. Should I take you through the process?
Sounds good.
Okay, so it's pretty straightforward. I said it's really, really easy. So basically, if you have the Deliveroo app downloaded, you just find one of the restaurants that's participating. So for instance, you know, I've got Salad Stop Up, who are quite a widely available salad chain in Singapore. And basically, before you even get to what you want to eat, you have a choice to pick a container. So basically, if you're a Bearpack member already, fantastic. Go you. You can go ahead and order. You just get a one-time password through the Bearpack app. You enter that and you're good to go. Your order will come in a reusable container. If it's the first time and you want to try it out, it's a $6 fee just for the container. And then you get that money back when you return the container to any participating restaurant. So it's as easy as that. Yeah. We've been trying to find like neighborhoods in Singapore where, you know, you have a number of restaurants on the program so you can kind of get your delivery, keep all your containers again, take them back. And basically you do your delivery and it turns up in something like this.
So now, Sarah, you know, the question that would come to most people obviously is cleanliness, right? How clean are they? You're using a package that has been used by someone else before. What's the sort of process to make sure that these are going to be, you know, hygienic when you get them with your food?
Sure. So, like, I think there's two things to think about with cleanliness. One is just basically the materials that the products are made for. First and foremost, the food safe. So the silicone of the containers is food safe silicone, food grade silicone. And we have BPA free plastic caps. And then the cups, for those who are watching live, you have these, you can also get your drinks in a cup. It's stainless steel. So it's basically safe for consumption. When it comes to like the cleaning, because this is a returnable, reusable kind of circular economy type initiative, when you take the packaging back to the restaurant, it will go through the exact same process as the dine-in cutlery and crockery that you'd be eating. So as long as you trust that you would be happy to eat at a restaurant and eat off their plates and from their crockery, it's exactly the same. And that's the level of kind of hygiene that we expect. So we've spoken to the restaurants and we said, look, you know, this is how you have to treat it. When you receive the packaging from a customer that's been used, you know, make sure that you keep it with your dirty cutlery and crockery and then just put it through the exact same washing system. So hopefully that gives people a bit of comfort that, you know, it's all kind of to the right standards that we would expect from a restaurant that has, you know, health and safety accreditation.
Right. We're talking with Sarah Tan, a general manager of Deliveroo Singapore. Sarah, I mean, when it comes to me, you're singing to the choir. You know, I'm a proud zero waste ambassador for Singapore. I have been for several years now, made videos for them, and it's been something I've championed for the longest time. You'll find me at any hawker centre in Singapore with my plastic containers. I haven't used a polystyrene takeaway container for several years.
Unless... He's so good, isn't he? It's just, you see the halo.
But this is the key point. This is the key point, Sarah. it's not an easy conversion, so we say, a social conversion. There are still some very traditional, conservative, archaic views out there. You've only got to line up in any supermarket, and certain customers want 27 different plastic bags because the shampoo has to be separated from the soap, which has to be separated from the rice, which has to be separated from the fruit, because somehow they're all going to contaminate each other in some mysterious way that I don't understand. How are you going to overcome some of these prejudices, if you like, towards... And it's a wonderful initiative, by the way, but how are you going to overcome some of these prejudices when it comes to hygiene?
Yeah, I think it's not going to happen overnight. We want to kind of slowly introduce people to the concept and get them more comfortable. I think already the idea of sustainable packaging in food delivery is taking off, but this kind of reusable concept, we want to kind of show people that, you know, it can be done. So we're kind of starting small, and we're hoping that over the next coming weeks we partner with, you know, more people to kind of spread the word about how easy this is and then how hygienic and safe it is at the same time.
It looks like there are, from what I was seeing, there are some 50 restaurants that you're partnering with now that are doing this.
Yeah.
Has this been done overseas in different countries? I have not heard of it being done elsewhere outside of Singapore, but has it been tried elsewhere, do you know, with other companies or in other jurisdictions?
I'm not sure off the top of my head, but I just know in the different countries that I've lived, there's always been a different type of recyclable or reusable scheme. So whereby, you know, people are bringing their own coffee cups to go get their own coffee in the morning. I think there's a similar system to this in Australia. So there are a lot of markets that are thinking about it, but we're definitely at the inception of the concept of reusables and this kind of returnable economy within food delivery. And rightly so, because, you know, I think food delivery is becoming more and more an embedded part of people's lives, particularly in Singapore. So we need to kind of make those steps to ensuring that we're also thinking about ways that we can make it more sustainable and make people feel a little bit more like they're helping the economy when they do go for that more convenient option.
I was going to say on that point, Sarah, your relationship, obviously, Deliveroo has to have close relationships with the various F&B outlets, fast food chains in Singapore. What sort of communication do you have with those guys? Because it's one of those interesting situations where you're kind of caught between the devil and the deep blue sea, in the sense that fast food chains in particular, but also restaurants, don't want to be accused of leaving something out. You know, it's the biggest bugbear for all. You didn't put enough chili sauce. You didn't put enough ketchup. You didn't put enough, you know, paper napkins. So what I see and hear is that they end up putting more in, so there's no complaints. More chili sauce, more ketchup, more paper napkins, you know, more, when it should be less.
Right.
I mean, is that something that you're working on to hopefully overcome?
Yeah, I think one of the things we did do was quite some time ago now, in 2018, we made cutlery opt-in. So effectively, when you order on the app now, it's automatically no cutlery unless you request that. So what we're trying to get restaurants in the mindset of is don't pop the chopsticks, don't put like a fork and spoon and napkins in unless the customer really, really requests it. Because, you know, more often than not in Singapore, we're ordering to eat at home.
Yeah, right.
Where we have access to our own stuff, right? So that's just one thing. And actually, that's reduced, I think, ordering of cutlery by over 80%. The other thing that we've been, so speaking of the relationships we have with the F&B partners, we've also had a longstanding partnership with Biopack, who are a firm that produce sustainably, like, recyclable packaging. So you'll see quite a lot of the restaurants use these containers that look like they're made of cardboard, and it's in effect kind of green packaging. And that's just another way that they can get a discount if they go through Deliveroo to help make the whole ecosystem a bit more sustainable. So you have better packaging, and then you also go all the way to this kind of returnable packaging, which would be great, because I think every one of these containers is the equivalent to 500 single-use packages. So that's the kind of impact that you can have if we shift people over to this new concept. So all the help that I can get from you guys and from the viewers to trial this campaign would be fantastic.
Sure. We're talking with Sarah Tan, General Manager of Deliveroo Singapore, and their new partnership with Bearpack, which is reusable, silicone-based food quality packaging when you order food and have it delivered to your house. And Sarah, I know you are just the messenger, basically, in this, right? You are not necessarily the prime supplier. Those would be the restaurants or the end user, your customers. What's in it for Deliveroo to be part of this? Because frankly, whether or not it's a reusable package or it's a throwaway package, your business is basically the same, is it not?
Yes, but I think as a company, we've always wanted to be responsible. I think we want to make sure that we're always thinking of ways that we can help people who order through Deliveroo feel more environmentally responsible and limit the like negative impacts to all of these things around packaging. So I think that as a company, these are the things that we're actually really investing in. We want to make sure that people have that choice. If they want the choice to reduce the footprint that they have on the environment, that we're providing those choices. And I think working with companies like Bearpack just makes it easier for us. So, yeah, I think these kinds of initiatives are great initiatives. Maybe they're not, they won't increase order volumes, but I think it's something that the industry needs to think about for the greater good of the planet.
Absolutely. And you're making so much money at the moment anyway. It's okay, right? I mean, Deliveroo are basically printing money at the moment. So it's particularly during the lockdown.
Now, Sarah, you're sitting on a large yacht right now out somewhere in the South China Sea.
Yes. Sarah's reporting from a private island that she just bought. No, but on that point, you mentioned the word there, footprint, and how, you know, it's about being a good corporate citizen, and maybe it doesn't affect Deliveroo's bottom line, but it's the right message to send out. You know, one of my minor bugbears when you talk about footprints is many times in my apartment, I've seen some poor guy, courier, you know, working for Deliveroo, sweating, running up to the whatever floor it is, and he's literally got a single egg muffin. And from a fast food chain,
or one bubble tea.
Yeah, from a fast food chain, right, Sarah, that I know is a 400-meter walk from my apartment. Mm-hmm. Now, unless the guy upstairs in my place has special needs, which I don't think he does, or he's disabled in some way, there's nothing to stop him from working off that muffin and walking the 400 meters. So is there, I don't even know what the answer is to this, but is there a possibility that there's a minimum order? You know, you can't just order a muffin and expect a guy to go from one end. Is there something like that where we can work to reduce the footprint in that way?
Actually, we have minimum orders in place. Mm. So it's $12 across the island is the minimum order. If you order something less than that, like an egg muffin, we charge a top-up fee. So you still have to pay the $12 before the delivery will get delivered to you. That's just one way of nudging people towards that. It's the same with our free delivery model. There's a minimum to access free delivery. If you're subscribed to our Plus program, it's $18. But the other thing that maybe people are not aware of is that we also offer pickup through Deliveroo. So we were talking, one of your listeners was talking about queuing earlier, so I can't help but jump in and say, actually, you can order pickup on Deliveroo. So you just swipe to the right, you can find the same restaurant, you can skip the queue effectively, you can just place your order, it'll tell you you'll be ready in like 15 to 20 minutes, and to go down and collect it.
It's
as easy as that. So I think, you know, if we can think about people can switch to pickup, you remove the delivery driver, the rider, you get a bit of exercise, you help the restaurant. It's great for everybody.
Yeah. And Sarah, where can people find out? Obviously, they know how to contact Deliveroo, but where can they find out which of the 50 restaurants are currently using the reusable silicone-based packaging so that they can specifically patronize those outlets?
Yeah, basically, you can just Google Deliveroo and Bearpack. So it's B-A-R-E Pack. And we have a list on our website of all of the restaurants that are participating, and also some like frequently asked questions around how the actual returnable system works. So what you have to pay, what you have to enter when, how you put it back, all of the things that you were asking me today around how it gets washed and the safety. So it's very straightforward. Just Google Deliveroo and Bearpack, or you can even go in the app and try and search for a restaurant in your area. Mm. All of the restaurants that are participating have a little tag on them, so it does stand out when you're scrolling through the menu that they're eligible.
Well, I'm going to say it quite bluntly. As a very proud Zero Waste Ambassador, Sarah, I think it's a wonderful initiative. I sincerely hope Singaporeans endorse it. To use that depressing statistic, if the whole world consumed in the way that Singapore consumes, we would need four planets to feed ourselves. Mm. That's how much Singapore consumes. So I think it's an absolutely great initiative, Sarah, and I hope everyone supports it sincerely.
Thank you, everybody, and I hope everyone gives it a try.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.